Allah Rabbul Izzah has praised those who recite the word of Allah in abundance. Yatluna ayati Allahi ana al-layl. In Surah Al Imran, verse number 113, Allah Rabbul Izzah says that they are the ones who recite the verses of Allah in the night, in the hours of the night. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is no jealousy except in two cases. A man whom Allah has given this book, so he stands to recite it during the day and the night, and a man whom Allah has given wealth and he spends it during the day and night. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya Ahl Quran, O people of the Quran, do not take the Quran as a pillow, meaning do not cast it aside, abandoning it. Recite it properly, giving it its due, its proper due throughout the day and the night. Spread its word and ponder over it so that you may become successful. So the people in this ummah have really excelled in making tilawah. Sayyidina Uthman used to spend the entire night in worship and complete the recitation of the entire Quran in one rakat. And this is mentioned in Siyar A'lam in Nubala. Then Tamim al-Dari rahimahumullah or radiyallahu anhu used to complete the recitation of the entire Quran in one night also. Thabit al-Bunani used to recite the entire Quran daily and he fasted perpetually. Ibn al-Khatib used to complete 8 recitations of the entire Quran in one day. Subhanallah. Then Qatada used to complete the recitation of the Quran every 7 nights during the year. However, in Ramadan, he would recite the entire Quran every 3 nights. Then during the last 10 days of Ramadan, he would recite the entire Quran once every single night. Sayyid ibn Jubayr would recite the entire Quran every 2 days. Once while performing Salah inside the Kaaba, he would complete an entire recitation in a single rakat. Then we have also Mansur ibn Zadan. Used to recite the entire Quran daily during Ramadan. He'd complete the recitation of the Quran twice between Maghrib and Isha. And he'd also begin a third recitation. In those times, Isha was delayed until the last quarter of the night. We also have reports of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahumullah, the illustrious Imam of this Ummah, who used to recite the entire Quran daily during Ramadan. Or during the year in Ramadan, he would recite the entire Quran twice daily, once in the morning and once at night. So this is an amazing feat that has been the legacy of this ummah, which is achievable. So many people did it, so it's truly achievable. There's also a narration of Abdullah bin Mubarak that he would complete the Quran in 2 rakats of Salah. And there are so many other scholars like Sayyid ibn Ibrahim, who used to recite entire Quran daily and fast every day. And during the 21st, 25th and 27th, he used to complete his recitation before iftar. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, used to also recite the entire Quran every day during the year. And during the month of Ramadan, he would recite the Quran twice daily. Sheikh Abu al-Abbas ibn Atta used to recite the entire Quran every day during the year and 3 times during the day in Ramadan. Then Imam Waqi ibn Jarrah used to complete the entire Quran every night. For your information, Imam Waqi rahimahullah was a student of Imam Abu Hanifa and the teacher of Imam Shafi'i. There's also a report of Sheikh Wasil Basri used to complete the entire Quran every second night. Hassan ibn Salih, his brother was Ali ibn Salih, and their mother used to divide the night into 3 parts, each worshipping during a portion and completing a recitation of the Quran every night. And when their mother passed away, the 2 brothers completed the recitation by themselves. And when Ali ibn Salih passed away, his brother Hassan would complete the recitation every day himself. From what I've shared with you, and there are numerous other scholars of this ummah who used to be particular with the recitation of the Quran. Allama Shami rahimullah used to complete a recitation of the Quran every day in similar manner. Mawlana Zakaria, the author of the Fazail Amal, he said that in one of his writings that when I wrote Fazail Ramadan, I requested my friends to write to me about their habits of reciting Quran during the month of Ramadan. And he says that the replies I received range between 60 to 75 complete recitations that amongst those men were my dear friend Mulana Inamul Hassan. After completing his memorization of the Quran, it was a practice of my respected father to complete the recitation of the Quran every day for 6 months. There's also the practice of Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan, Faqih al-Ummah, that he once asked Madrasa students how many juz he recited daily. And when the student responded by saying that he recited half a juz daily, Mufti Sahib said, "It has been my habit for a long time to recite half of the Quran daily in Salah and to complete a recitation every day in the month of Ramadan." So there's beautiful examples that have been left for us in terms of, you know, scholars who had a habit of making one khatam every day during Ramadan, and that should be serve as a means of motivation for us. May Allah grant us the understanding.